got a really interesting question from a listener today. In more than 2,000 episodes of the podcast, I don't think we've ever looked at this topic, unless I'm mistaken, but I don't think so. The question is it always better to have prices end in the number 9? If you are, in fact, pricing a product or a service, you're going to put it on a website, what do you charge? Well, one of our callers has noticed that lots of stuff for sale ends in the number 9. And they mention stuff on the high end, like Peloton bikes, but it's also just random items at the grocery store that cost $5.99 or $14.99 or, you know, whatever it is. It's not always like 99. It could be like 79 cents or, you know. Is this some scientifically proven marketing principle? That's basically the question. Like, is this for a reason, or is this just because everybody does it? Is it in fact a global conspiracy? Is George Soros behind it? You know, did he find some rogue prices in Hunter Biden's laptop? Or is, you know, there really just no reason at all for it? Is it completely random? So, of course, we're interested in this topic from the side hustle angle. If you're going to sell something, right? Like, is there some advantage to ending it in the number 9? Are you going to increase conversion, bring in a ton of new customers? Or again, is it completely random? You might be surprised by the answer. I mean, you might not be surprised, but I actually think most people will be somewhat surprised by the answer. So I'm going to bring you that detailed question from our listener and the surprising or otherwise answer in just 30 seconds.
Hi there. This is Jennifer calling in from Stockholm. I'm so excited for season 7. I recently heard that ending a price in 9 makes more people buy. Is there any truth to this? Ever since I heard it mentioned, I've been paying attention, and it seems many products are priced that way. $39 a month for my gym membership, or $1,499 for a Peloton bike. What's so special about $9? Do marketers just price that way because everyone else does, or is there any reality behind the idea that it affects customer behavior? Thank you so much for your time. I hope to see you on tour this summer.
All right. I'm so glad you raised this question. Like I said, I don't know if we've ever talked about it. We've talked about different pricing strategies and how do you determine the value of a product and what a customer is willing to pay and so on. But this specific strategy or tactic, it's called charm pricing. You know, there's actually a name for this. It's called charm pricing. And it's not just 9. It does tend to be 9. That's pretty common, but 7 is also common and sometimes 5. So it's these odd numbers, 9, 7, sometimes 5. Basically, this is a pricing strategy that's used to make a product or service appear to be less expensive than it actually is. And so is this reality-based? Is it not? Is it pseudoscience? Well, there actually has been a lot of research on this. It's not entirely conclusive, but there are some studies that support, you know, this idea that the brain tends to process numbers in a way that makes them appear more attractive when they are closer to a round number, and that we perceive prices that end in 9 or 7 to be more affordable, you know, than those prices that end in a round number. And this is kind of thought to be just because it implies that the seller has rounded down the price rather than rounding it up. So, as I said, it's not entirely conclusive, but it does seem that there is something to it. And you know, some studies have also found that it increases conversion rates, which is exactly what you're trying to do, right? When you're selling a product, you don't want to just sell more to more people. You want, you know, the prospects, the web traffic, you know, the potential customers who see the offer, you want more of them to convert. I mean, that is the goal. So, you know, our caller is right that this is everywhere. It likely is more effective than not. It's not a conspiracy. Brains are just weird. So my recommendation, don't hesitate to use charm pricing in your side hustle. Pretty straightforward. Let us know how it goes. Listeners, if you've got questions, feedback, comments, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them every week, along with updates from listeners as they launch their projects, maybe some special promotions with charm pricing. Let me know. That's all for today, though. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.